Hello and welcome to the Houston Innovators Podcast. I'm Natalie Harms, editor of Innovation Map. My guest for today is Benjamin Foster, CEO and founder of Nursify, a Houston-based platform and resource for connecting nurses to short-term job opportunities. Having launched the platform in 2020 amid the pandemic, Benjamin shares how the nurse-friendly platform works to help facilities staff up when they need it most while enhancing nurses' stressful job experiences. He also shares some of the trends in healthcare he's keeping a close eye on and what the future holds for Nursify. Benjamin, thanks so much for joining me today.
Natalie, thank you for having me and for having the entire Nursify team joining us virtually. So excited to be here.
Yeah, I'm really excited to talk to you about Nursify. But before we get into that, just tell me a little bit about your career up to date to launching Nursify. You know, what in your career kind of led you to launching this platform?
Yeah, well, thank you very much. And I guess, you know, oftentimes I'm asked, am I a nurse? So I'm not a nurse. I did spend, I guess I'm still spending 25 plus years in healthcare. I worked in the management consulting industry for 12 years before going to work for my largest client, HCA Healthcare, that's based and headquartered in Nashville. And I served as the regional chief human resources officer for HCA Houston Healthcare here in the Houston market. And so I was responsible for the HCA hospitals in Houston, a couple down in Corpus Christi, one in McAllen and one in Brownsville, Texas. And then during that period, there's just about 20,000 or so employees that were part of that family. And I was in that role as the regional chief human resources officer when Hurricane Harvey hit us back in 2017. And that, from my standpoint, is really the birthplace of Nursify. And for those of you that may not be familiar with the healthcare industry, during hurricane events or even other natural disasters, we do have a protocol where we ask employees to stay in the hospital during the entire event. So I, along with, you know, several thousand of my colleagues, spent somewhere between 7 and 10 days physically in the hospital during Hurricane Harvey. And unfortunately, during Harvey, there were just under 2,000 of our nurses that lost their cars, their homes, or both. And part of my job working with the chief nurse executive was to figure out ways that we could bring in relief nurses to then allow our full-time nurses and part-time and PRN nurses here locally to tend to their personal items. And it was an absolute cluster. There was, you know, no transparency. There were, you know, folks that I felt like were gouging us during a time where we needed help the most. And that for me was really the birthplace of Nursify is, I knew that there had to be a better way, a more efficient way to connect nurses to the areas where they're needed the most. And, you know, we understand that the Nursify, you know, business model is one where, you know, nurses set their own availability, set their own rates, and then we allow the marketplace to then match them up to where they're needed. And that is not always going to be the answer for every nurse in the country, but there's certainly a population of nurses that are out there that are willing to be flexible and also on the facility side to really help them out and increase that transparency. And so, I was fortunate that my personal home was okay. But, you know, being in the hospital for that long and then knowing how long it took us to recover from Harvey is one that was always on my mind. And then we fast forward to 2020 and actually really just before the pandemic, we had made the decision to really make a run at building out the Nursify business model. And then the pandemic, you know, hits in March of 2020. And then that really just then caused us to supercharge all of our efforts. The birthplace of Nursify has a lot of Houston initiation on that, and primarily with Harvey and seeing just how inefficient it was to bring in relief nurses to help our full-time nurses during that period. And that is the business problem that Nursify is trying to solve is, you know, how can we connect nurses that are working short-term assignments to those areas and those assignments where they're needed the most, and make it super simple for the facility to see the nurses, see the skill set, the background, and all of the experience of the nurse, and then also understand the financial implications of asking that nurse to work.
Well, you know, I think you've really set the scene for the problem and you know, the need to solve it. But tell me a little bit about how the platform works and how it addresses these problems you saw firsthand and people are seeing around the world when it comes to healthcare employment. But yeah, so how does Nursify address these issues?
Got it, absolutely. And again, for the folks that may not be as close to the healthcare industry, pre-pandemic, we were on the path to having a million nurse shortage across the country. right? And then, and I'm going to narrow this down to maybe just even the Houston market. You know, at any given point, the healthcare providers are probably recruiting for at least 2,000 more full-time openings than there are applicants, nurse applicants in the Houston market. And so, you know, because of that, the biggest business problem that we're trying to solve is to make sure that when nurses, if nurses are available, they are able to work and contribute to the healthcare industry on demand or when they're needed most, right? So that's, you know, a little bit of that. Now, with the pandemic, we're on a faster track to have a million nurse shortage. And so one way to address that is to try to then figure out ways to match up nurses when they're needed most. And during the low periods, maybe, you know, allow nurses to work in other places. So the way our platform works is nurses, they create, you know, a profile. It's free for nurses to use it, and it's also free for facilities to use it. As a part of that nurse profile creation, they set their own availability, meaning what days of the week, times of the day, are they willing to pick up assignments? What area of the country, you know, are they willing to work? And then they also, as a part of our onboarding process, kind of share a little bit more about them. And we ask them through a video interview recording so that they can share some insights about how they would handle certain situations. On the facility side, the facility users also have profiles that then, you know, through certain search criteria, they can look for nurses to meet their needs. So what's the specialty that they need? When do they need that nurse to work? And then oftentimes, and particularly now, there are some limitations on what they are able to pay nurses. And the way our platform works is nurses set their own rates. And, you know, there's an hourly, you know, a commission that we add to that. That's what the facilities are able to see. And we really just try to, you know, eliminate the middleman, right? And add a lot more transparency on that. And it's been very interesting, you know, on that dynamic, right? Of, you know, empowering nurses to, you know, set their own availability, set their own rates, showing that level of transparency to facilities so they see exactly what their bill rate would be. And there's no surprises. And then, you know, behind the scenes, we're also, you know, and this is where we look a little bit more like Match, right? Is that based off the nurses that have set their profiles, the facility's needs, we're constantly matching the two. And then pushing notifications out to the nurse and then also pushing notifications to the facility users on, hey, we may have a potential match here for your assignment needs, or we may have a potential match here based off what you're looking for in your next assignment.
Yeah, I guess it makes so much sense, but I just wonder, what was that matching process pre-Nursify? Like, how were places finding nurses to employ? Does this change the level of, like, you know, maybe they were looking for a full-time nurse, but now they're able to, like, employ people on more of a part-time capacity. I just wonder, yeah, what's that difference from what was available before? What was that process like before?
Yeah, and even still now, so, you know, all the healthcare players, they're constantly looking and recruiting for full-time nurses. And I should have added that. So our nurses are primarily working short-term assignments. Okay. We do not, though, have a finder's fee or charge any rates to facilities that maybe book a Nursify nurse for a short-term assignment. If they want to go work full-time, that's wonderful, right? And we encourage that. We understand that some nurses prefer to work full-time for an employer. Before Nursify, it was a very, very manual process where we would make requests on the healthcare, you know, kind of operator, administrator side to a travel agency. You know, they would then tee up maybe some folks to go work. And in some cases, you know, you have very limited information about the nurses that were requested through that travel agency to then go work in that short-term assignment. And where this is really, you know, different is that you have the entire profile understanding about the nurse, and you're able to see exactly, you know, what is the rate, right? What's the hourly rate that the facility would be charged on that to work that short-term assignment. But certainly, you know, we also encourage our facility users to, if they are working with the Nursify nurse, to approach the nurse about working full time, right? And you know, again, we don't charge any type of finder's fee on that. And part of, you know, what we promote to nurses is use Nursify if you are considering making a change to go work an assignment, learn a little bit, you know, about that organization before you decide to go full time.
I want to touch back on something you mentioned. I know Nursify launching in 2020, which a lot happened in 2020 and especially in healthcare. So I wonder, you know, what was that process like? You know, I know you had the idea for a while. So launching this company amid this increased need for, you know, healthcare workers during the pandemic. So talk me through those early days.
Yeah, that's great. And it really, really has been a journey since 2020. So, and some folks may not remember this, but in early 2020, when everything shut down, there was so much concern about bringing healthy people into clinical settings that there were a lot of specialties where, in some cases, nurses were almost furloughed, right? So if you think about the elective procedures for general surgery, some of the non-acute, you know, injuries, you know, that were happening, a lot of the elective decision and procedures that were done in healthcare settings, we were asked to stop to make sure that we had plenty of healthcare resources to treat COVID patients. And so, you know, early on, there were a group of nurses that were, in effect, furloughed at the early part of 2020. And that was a very, very unique experience because those were some of the most sought after, the operating room nurses, cath lab nurses, most sought after nurses pre-pandemic. But then in the beginning of the pandemic, we had to really mothball a lot of those procedures until we figured out and got a handle on COVID. Then as we kind of moved towards the middle part of 2020, and then we started seeing the spikes that were happening, and everybody was struggling to find enough nurses to provide support. And what we also saw is that oftentimes nurses were going to you know, like Facebook to try and figure out how could they raise their hand to provide support if they were, you know, either in a specialty where, you know, they were not treating patients at that point, or they may have been in an academic setting but kept their license active and could come and help out. And so we saw kind of a wave then of folks that were interested to just say, hey, you know, I don't typically work travel assignments or short-term assignments, but I want to raise my hand to be able to help out. And what is also interesting is, you know, what we found during 2020 with some of the traditional staffing agencies, the rates that they were charging facilities, we could not mirror up with what nurses were setting as their own rate. And it was such a wide variation in what was being billed to the facility and then what folks that were working in that industry, what they were asking for at that point. Then as we move into 2021, and we, you know, kind of kept getting hit with all the different spikes there, and the travel nurse industry really, really blew up. And more folks, more nurses in particular, you know, started leaving their full-time jobs to work in the travel industry for really some just crazy, crazy hourly rates, and were able to earn a whole lot of money. And now we're starting to see this, you know, what I believe is a bit of an overcorrection of trying to, you know, how can we bring the rates back in line with pre-pandemic? And that's the piece that really gets me fired up a little bit is, you know, I hope that we have more conversations thinking about the nurse throughout this entire process, whether it's travel agencies, healthcare facilities, or, you know, the nurses themselves, because we put a lot of pressure on the nursing industry. We've leaned on them so heavily over the last couple of years. Now that we're kind of turning the corner a little bit on the pandemic, you know, there's just kind of, you know, super focus on reducing the cost, and we get all of that. But, you know, some of the ways that is happening now has been just interesting to watch. And certainly nurses are not responding well to that. You know, some states have proposed legislation to cap nursing pay, right, which is very, very interesting on that. And again, we get it because of the cost in healthcare delivery, right, and the labor costs being so heavy. But the focus, though, you know, needs to be on the humans, right, the nurses that are actually caring for patients. And it's just been interesting to see that transition from early on in the pandemic. You know, the rates that nurses were setting for themselves, it just didn't match up with the bills, right, that the hospital were receiving from the traditional travel agencies. And now it has, you know, kind of inverted a little bit, right, is that some folks are being asked to really kind of, you know, cut down and reduce the contract cost. And the traditional agencies are pushing that on to the nurse. So we certainly, you know, believe that our place is to create a marketplace where nurses set their own rates, right? And then facilities can set the assignments in, and they're able to match based off, you know, again, availability and the hourly rate of the nurse and then what the facility needs.
I think it's interesting because when you think about nursing and there's a need for more nurses and it's a specialized skill and it's so important and really can, you know, in so many situations, life or death, caring for patients, but it is at the end of the day, that supply and demand conversation. So it feels like NurseFi is really filling that hole in the process. And so I wonder, you know, jumping ahead now, to these days. What's it like now having this platform out and about for people to use? What's the feedback you're getting from both nurses and the facilities? And what's your focus right now post-pandemic, or, you know,
kind of
out of the pandemic?
Well, great. And thank you for that question. What we're hearing on both sides is they certainly appreciate the transparency and the kind of the ease of use. And then that's certainly on our roadmap as well, is how can we make sure that user experience is so easy for both sides. We are also, would like to get to the point where facilities know more about Nursify nurses than they do their own full-time staff, right? And as a former, healthcare executive, it was not easy for me at any given point in time to say, all right, well, how many of our nurses that are not working today are able to work today? Are they able to work day shift versus night shift? What are the credentials? What's their experience level in this different type of specialties? And so because we know all of that, and that is always staying current on the Nursify platform, we believe that we're providing deeper insights into the availability of nurses and how facilities can tap into that network of nurses to treat and care for patients. The other, focus area that we have is we want Nursify to be viewed as the most nurse-friendly company in the world. We also believe that we can bridge the gap between, administration, operations, and nurses. And, we want Nursify to become a verb at some point, right? And where we're focusing today is, all right, how can we be as supportive as we can for nurses? And again, the feedback that we're hearing from nurses is they want to be able to care for patients in an environment where they feel safe. And some of the stories that we hear about the incidents and the situations that they're having to overcome in the healthcare setting is astonishing. In some regards, nurses don't have the same protection that police officers have. And you can imagine, some of the scenes in the emergency room or throughout the different parts of the hospital, but nurses are worn out because we've asked them to work so much during the pandemic. And I would argue that as an industry, we have not done enough to protect them. And we certainly want to be a voice for that in terms of protection. So, what are ways that we can, support legislation that protects nurses? And we give them some of the same protections. If you strike a nurse, it's a felony. If you strike a police officer, right? Some of those things. We also want to make sure that, we are being as supportive as we can to the nurse entrepreneur. Nurses are extremely innovative. They're crafty. They have a lot of ambition. There's a population of nurses that got into the industry because of the flexibility. For traditionally working, 3 12-hour shifts, that workload will give them to also pursue something else, maybe, by the bedside or outside of nursing. We want to be supportive on that. And most important is, the nurses have gone through, I would argue, several years of trauma, right, in dealing with what the pandemic has caused. And so how can we also be supportive just overall, mental health and well-being of the nursing population, and those are things from a brand standpoint that we're really pushing towards, and making sure that if it's flexibility that we're looking for, let's talk to you about how our platform can provide that flexibility for you to maybe get a break. We're working with the nursing programs starting here really with the greater Houston area. There's a big need for adjunct faculty to support the future pipeline of nurses. Well, can we maybe take a nurse that has worked in the emergency room more up in labor and delivery, give her a chance to work with nursing students now as taking a little bit of a break so we can keep on, increasing that pipeline. So, that's really, what also gets me excited right now is how else can we support nurses in a new, meaningful way to, continue to enhance our brand as being extremely nurse friendly and supportive, but then also addressing some of the issues and concerns on the facility side, particularly around pipeline. Right. How can we get more and more nurses into the pipeline and get really creative on working with all nurses that have a license today and then maybe giving them some opportunities to take a break and take on a more non-traditional assignment to get a little bit of that breather before they go back?
That is a lot you just listed. I mean, I'm just tired thinking of everything you're trying to accomplish. And it's super important because I think something we also forget is these short-term assignment focused nurses, they don't have someone in their corner. They're essentially like freelance and they don't have someone looking out for what they're doing. And it sounds like Nursify can be that person in their corner looking out for their best interests and giving them opportunities they might not have even thought of dabbling into. So thinking about this massive to-do list you have and getting there to getting the platform to where you're dreaming it to be, what have been and what do you expect to be your biggest obstacles? Is it the technology? Is it reaching the right facilities and nurses? What do you anticipate being some of those big obstacles that you're going to have to overcome?
Yeah, and really, it's I'm going to call it a geographic density, right? Is that as we go to market, it is certainly a national platform, and oftentimes these nurses are willing to travel to different areas of the country. Our pilot states are Texas, Georgia, Florida, South Carolina, and Nevada. And part of the reason why those are our pilot states is that those are, well, for several reasons. So one, those are states that have are projected to have five of the top 10 biggest nursing shortages. And so the need to then leverage every nurse and bring in nurses from outside of the state into the states, those states for during peak seasons is certainly going to be critical. We also see a lot of seasonality with those states, and seasonality is good for our business, meaning that, you know, if there's certain periods of the time where your patient volume increases a lot, all right, well, you probably need to bring in more nurses to care for patients during that period. But then during the lower seasons, you know, it becomes, you know, very expensive to then carry, you know, nurses that are not working at, you know, their full hourly commitment. And it's a big dissatisfier if a nurse is not getting her full commitment, right, working full time. So the seasonality and being able to staff up and down is good for us. And those are states that are great. And so what we're really focusing on now is how can we really get that density in a geography? So then as the facility users, when they go to search for nurses, there's optionality for them, and there's able to get some matches there. And so, you know, we're getting smarter about, you know, how do we approach a market? Houston is our, you know, our home here and is our target. So really, really increasing the density of nurses that are willing to work at those target geographies on there. So then when nurse users are going there, I mean, when facility users go onto the platform, they see plenty of options there for nurses to work assignments. And then we can really hone in on the benefits about some of these geographies for the nurses that may be outside of the state, and in some cases outside of the country, to come into those geographies to work those assignments.
You've touched on a little bit on how you're hoping to really be like a resource for nurses, not just finding a job, but really, you know, longevity in their careers. So how do you kind of approach trends within the industry? What are you seeing lately? Like I said, in 2022, past this pandemic, what are the new threats to, you know, nursing or healthcare employment that you're keeping a close eye on and hope to be a resource for?
Got it. And this is one that I would argue every citizen in the country needs to be worried about, right? Is nurse burnout. The more nurses that leave the industry, the more volatile our healthcare industry is. And that is scary, right? Because now we are talking about lives being saved or lost based off staff. And what we are seeing and hearing is the amount of years that nurses have historically worked in nursing is shortening substantially. And the pandemic has shortened it so far that it really, really is keeping me up at night. And, you know, there are some nurses that may have graduated from nursing school, you know, in 2020, and now they're already exploring exits out of the industry. And that is very, very problematic for us. And so that's certainly keeping me up, you know, and then as a trend, as nurses are leaving, how can we make sure that we're providing as many opportunities to give that nurse a break if, in fact, you know, she largely, but the male nurses too, are looking for just a respite from how hard they've been working and on that. And, you know, for us, you know, the concept of using the platform for then the universities to look for adjunct faculty to, you know, kind of look as a different type of assignment. Now, that was really the reaction to a trend. You know, we're hearing that nurses are considering leaving their full-time job and not even having another job. They're looking at Nursify as a way to get back in, but they only want to get back in for short periods of a time in the future. That's great. But, you know, they actually are looking for maybe something a little bit different. And they still want to, you know, maybe contribute as a nurse. So what are those opportunities? And so, you know, working with the nursing programs, you know, here locally to kind of figure out what that looks like is certainly a trend. The other trend is exploring, you know, ways to bring, you know, licensed practical nurses or vocational nurses onto the platform. So they have a limited scope of what they can care for in clinical settings. But that is, you know, the other path there is how can, you know, we support the LVN and LPN community to be able to provide support there. And then, you know, additionally is some of the larger employers, what we've learned through the pandemic is large employers at points of time, you know, became quasi healthcare providers, right? Because of, you know, figuring out how to get vaccines distributed, the employee health and occupational health needs of that. So that is certainly, you know, some folks, some large employers have, you know, kind of reached out to us and contacted us. So, hey, you know, we may need nursing to support this very large workforce to make sure that we're on top of future waves or whatever may be happening. And so, you know, all those trends are on our radar, and certainly, you know, us figuring out the strategy, how do we respond to it? And then the legislative pieces too of, you know, are there ways that we can supercharge the future pipeline of nurses? And then, and this is where I get a little bit, you know, kind of preachy on everyone, is how can we protect nurses in their clinical settings? You know, some of the things that we've allowed the nursing workforce to happen, it does make you wonder if this was a 80 or 90% male dominated industry, would we have allowed that to happen? So I do encourage all of my my male allies out there is we need to rally around the nursing industry and make sure that they feel protected. And we're doing all that we can to make sure that then the care that they give in these clinical settings, they're able to do it and then go home at night without wanting to have to wrestle and fight with, you know, either patients or caregivers of patients. And we're making sure that we're being as supportive as we can. Because it's an interesting phenomenon that nursing is still a very respected profession. They've made as much money as they've ever made over the last 2 years. And still a lot of them are looking at leaving the industry. And it's very few professions that are respected and are increasing their earnings, and they want to leave the industry, right? And the reason why we're hearing that they want to leave the industry is because of the experience that they're having when they're providing care and how worn out they are because of how often we're relying on them and how much support that we need from them on their day-to-day.
It's such a great message and reminder, because a lot of people don't interact with nurses on a regular basis. They don't necessarily they're not necessarily tapped into this ecosystem and the threat to this profession, but it's when you need them, you need them. And that's terrifying that, you know, we're on a path of not having the best caregivers and in the right position. So it's such a good reminder to anybody who's in any industry that, you know, has a pulse, needs to know that when they need a nurse, they do need a nurse.
That's right. And again, as a Houstonian, third biggest city in the country, arguably the biggest medical center in the world. Like, and so, you know, nursing is big for the city of Houston. Right? And, you know, and there are a lot of folks that are here, unfortunately, because of their medical situation, which can be a benefit for the city. And, I kind of carry it with the badge of honor that, you know, hey, we're coming up in Houston, which is, you know, good, could be argued that the most densely populated medical center in the world, right here in our backyard. And so, you know, nursing is a key component of how we deliver care here. And certainly as now nationally, yes, we need to be worried about it, but certainly as Houstonians, and understanding that, you know, the medical center and all the community support that's now around the medical center, making sure that we have adequate nurses to provide care in our city is really, really big.
Yeah, if you look at any of the top employers in Houston, that's those lists, they've got a lot of hospital systems and healthcare centers on that list. So there's a lot of jobs to be had. And I guess, you know, looking forward at your business roadmap and, you know, milestones reached, what do you have on your immediate radar? Is it fundraising? Is it hiring? Is it upgrading your technology? Talk me through a little bit of what you're focused on from, you know, a business standpoint with Nursify.
Got it. Yeah, absolutely. And so as we look at, you know, in the, let's call it 6 months to 12 months, it certainly we are looking at another fundraising round. We had a round back in 2021, and we'll be looking at Q1, Q2 of 2023 to do another round. And the primary driver on that is expansion into other markets across the country, that also then would allow us for some additional staff to come on. We are Houston-based. I'm located here in Houston, and we are headquartered here in Houston. And the geography expansion is throughout the rest of Texas, and then also in the rest of those pilot states that I mentioned on that. And also dipping our toe into the international nurse market. And there are some countries in particular where nurses are extremely well-trained and are looking for new ways to, you know, maybe come to the U.S. and provide support across that. And so those are certainly kind of 6 to 12 months is, you know, some fundraising there to grow geographically, expand into to markets where we are getting some good traction there, bring on some additional staff and support. And then on the technology roadmap, we're pretty excited about where we are, and certainly have some additional enhancements. You know, we're in this, I don't want to get, you know, too nerdy or geeky on this, but, you know, the concept of non-fungible tokens, you know, NFTs, and there's a lot of credentialing that happens in healthcare that's redundant. The background check from 2019 is never going to change, right? And so, you know, we're excited to explore, you know, ways that Nursify can be leveraged as a, you know, authentic digital wallet for the nurses, and to be able to get to the point where, you know, any nurse can show her, you know, his or her digital wallet, and we automatically know that she or he is credentialed. We know exactly how much experience they have, and we just speed that process up where, right, you know, we're not wasting time on doing credentialing that we know is not going to change from the past. So on the technology, you know, kind of piece on that, we're exploring some ways in some of our partnerships of really getting into that, you know, kind of next generation credentialing process where Nursify nurses are all the way credentialed and they're immediately ready to work on that because, you know, we've authenticated all of their background and information that's really necessary to know where they can work within the healthcare center.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I can't believe we haven't even like talked about that challenge of the industry is how important credentialing is and making sure, you know, the people these facilities are bringing in are, you know, vetted and both have the experience, but also the background check being clear. So that's important as well. A huge probably factor in the need for a platform like this, right?
Absolutely. And again, we believe that's where we can be most disruptive is folks that are not close to the healthcare industry would be surprised at how manual and paper-based so many processes are. And there is a technology solution that will disrupt this and make this so much faster and more efficient that we wholeheartedly believe will improve healthcare outcomes. It will save lives, right? And in our mission, we want to connect nurses to save lives, And that really gets us fired up, looking at ways that we can make that overall process as efficient as possible.
I think the other thing too, and this is a bit meta of a question, but how focused on, you know, getting the word out about Nursify to the nurses who are looking for a platform like this and as well as the facilities in those pilot states, you know, how much of that is the focus right now to just, you know, hey, this platform exists already. Like you can get on it today.
Yeah. And so that is our biggest expenditure, right? Is how do we get the message out, right, on it? And I hear you 100% is what we're finding is, and there are other competitors that are out. So we understand we're not the only show in the game, but we have been surprised at how little, you know, nurses know about this as an option because it is relatively new. And there's certainly more expansion that was driven by the pandemic. But yeah, that is our number one goal is to just really, you know, showcase and highlight what we bring to the table and then also highlight how we differ from a traditional travel agency and the other platforms that are out there. And we really, really believe that key differentiator is one, the extensive knowledge that, you know, the executives on the Nursify side have on the hospital administration, healthcare administration side. And we're trying to address those pain points. And we want to be unapologetically nurse friendly. And we believe that being unapologetically nurse friendly will create a brand and our business that nurses will trust. And we want nurses to trust us and know that we're always looking out for their best interest. And we're always trying to do what we can to make sure that they are maximizing, you know, their license and doing, you know, and reaching all their dreams. Now, on the facility side is we understand the business of running healthcare. And, you know, and our goal is to try to make sure that we are optimizing that for them and making it efficient for them. But yeah, so getting the word out, you know, is the number one thing that we're trying to get. And so I can't thank you enough for being able to get on the podcast too, because even for the non-nurses out there, we probably have a nurse in our, you know, 1 or 2 degrees of separation in our family and friend network. And so certainly, you know, we encourage folks to pass the word along.
Yeah, absolutely. And just check in on the nurses in your life, you know, because as you mentioned, it has been a trying several years for them, especially in Houston. So that's a good reminder too. And tell them about Nursify first of all, and then second of all, like maybe like buy them a cup of coffee, give them a hug. That's what I'm thinking now. But yeah, I really appreciate you joining me today and telling me all about NurseFi and this massive problem you're solving with your technology. So thank you again for joining me. It's been a pleasure.
All right. Thank you very much, Anna. I truly appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Houston Innovators Podcast. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss next week's edition, and check out innovationmap.com for the latest Houston startup and innovation news.